guys, what is up? Welcome to another episode of Perfection Unfolding with me, Kara G. How the hell are ya? Happy Tuesday. Happy April. Oh my goodness, how was our April Fools? Did anybody do one of those vicious pranks where they told somebody they were pregnant and they weren't? Yeah, those are the worst. I did that when I was a kid. Yeah. Yeah, it's terrible. I hadn't even had sex yet. It's just a really bad joke. Not cool to play around with that kind of stuff. It's bad karma. Anyway, I hope you guys have been enjoying your April. I hope you enjoyed your Easter if you celebrate. I don't, but I think it's a cool thing that everybody has like a thing to do. Collectively. I don't know, to be totally transparent with you guys, I'm exhausted. But I'm exhausted for a good reason, which I'll get into in a little bit, but you know what time it is. Let's go ahead and get cozy. Let's get set up nice and tall, get on our sits bones, put your phone down, you know, to where you can't see it. I know you're listening to this, but put your phone over to the side where you can't see it. I want you to just kind of get loosey-goosey in your body. Just start checking in. Maybe you squeeze your arms. Nice gentle touches. Maybe touch your chest. Maybe put a hand on your belly. I want you to close your eyes if you feel comfortable. And if you're new here, we're going to take 3 deep breaths together. And we're going to inhale all of the positive energy that we're trying to breathe in. And we're going to exhale all of the crud, crap, anything that we're dealing with that just doesn't belong to you. We're going to just exhale that out. You ready? Here we go. We're going to breathe in nice and big. Here we go. And exhale. Relax those shoulders. Very good. And breathe in. And exhale. And last one, really breathe in all the positive energy. And exhale all the negative. And just take a second while your eyes are still closed. And just think about one thing that you're grateful for. And when you feel comfortable, go ahead and open your eyes. How are you? How are we? I feel better. I hadn't done that all day. And I'm happy to do it here with you. Anyway, I'm grateful for... I didn't even make a list this week because I was like, you know what? We're just going to go for it. It's been... The last 2 weeks have been... Probably even 3 weeks. 4 weeks. 5 weeks. The last month and a half has just been such a roller coaster. But with that, I'm incredibly grateful for like my routine. My routine's been so effed up. It's been so effed up the last two, 3 weeks. And yet I'm still showing up for my rock, which is my journal, which I didn't journal this morning. So I have to journal after this episode. But no matter what, I'm showing up to my journal and I feel so grounded, even amongst chaos. I'm so incredibly grateful for this dedication to my creativity and just to checking in with myself. Without it, I would be in a much worse place mentally, especially the last month and a half navigating the job hunt. I mean, interview after interview after interview. I've been very fortunate to get interviews. And then rejection after rejection after rejection. And some of them, they're not even rejections. They just ghost you. They just, poof. You send your follow-up email. They say, yeah, we're interviewing candidates just as good as you still. And I'm like, why would you even say that? Huh? So I'm grateful for my journal. I'm grateful for baths. I'm grateful for baths, guys. If you've never taken a bath, what are you doing, huh? I love my baths. I took like 5 last week just because it's like right before you go to bed. I always shower and then I take a bath if there's still hot water. Right before you go to bed, you just take a scalding hot bath and then you you turn your fan on in your room and like the air is a little bit cooler, and then you get out of the bath and you go into your cold sheets. Oh, heaven. Heaven. So that's also a part of my rituals, is taking a bath at the end of the night, which I will still be doing tonight. Yeah, I'm also grateful for friends who help you navigate unemployment. Bro, I have got to shout out my friend Andy. She knows who she is, but I don't think she understands how much I appreciate her for like putting my name in the hat. Like two different jobs, she put my name in the hat, and I got instant interviews, and I got one of the jobs, which that's part of my good news this week. Part of my life updates that I'm also grateful for is I got a job, you guys. No more complaining about being unemployed, which I haven't really been complaining, to be honest. Like, I realized that I think I have a 3 week threshold. Like, I was really cool as a cucumber up until about last week, when the retrograde started happening. Not the retrograde, but the eclipse happened. I didn't sleep for like 3, 4 days. And I was like, is this the eclipse or is this me? Is this my anxiety setting in that I'm not going to be able to pay my bills in 2 months? Hashtag the American dream, right? I think it's a little bit of both. I think it was the eclipse. It's the eclipse season, right? It's the Libra moon that I talked about a couple episodes ago, the end of March. And then we have like a solar eclipse on April 8th, which is going to be a big deal. You should be able, if you're here in Texas, you'll be able to see the full thing, especially if you're here in the DFW area. Just make sure you get those glasses. I don't have a pair of those glasses, but I'm sure I'll hear all about it. But anyway, yeah, I'm grateful for being employed. And not only am I employed, but I'm employed making the most money I've ever made in my life. Like, those other two jobs that rejected me, chump change. Had to beg for less money at those jobs. Would have had to beg if I would have gotten them. So it's just, everything works out. Everything works out. I knew it would, and that's why I felt so like confident and cool as a cucumber, because I was just like, I'm gonna find a job. I'm talented. I'm smart. Like, I'm resourceful. And even if I don't find a job, I'm talented. I'm smart. I'm resourceful. I'll figure out how to make some money. I signed up for Rover to walk and sit dogs. I've already got a gig doing that this weekend. Somebody else hit me up today for a gig in 2 weeks. Somebody hit me up for a photography gig. I'm gonna do some more dance classes here soon. Like, there's just where there's a will, there's a way, and there's a will. I have a will inside me to pay these bills and to live a comfortable life. And I'm also a very privileged person, and obviously a great networker, but considering I have a friend who got me a job, like that's not that that's never happened. Actually, the last job I got that I was at for 3 years, I had a friend put my name in the hat. So I'm just like, I really got to make more friends. But the friends I do have, shout out to y'all. I love you guys. So that's my gift of gratitude section today. So I want you guys to just take a second and just think about what you're grateful for. If it was just that one thing, great. If you have more things that you can think about, top of mind, little, big, macro, micro, it doesn't matter. Like, practicing gratitude, like I've said before, is just an incredible tool for leveling up your life. Like, gratefulness begets gratefulness. Joy begets joy. Like, it helps set you on an upward spiral. Like, I don't think life is a circle. I think life is a spiral. And you can spiral down or you could spiral up, but the choice is yours. Because really, it's probably side to side, to be honest, because the universe is neutral. There is no positive or, I mean, there's positive and negative, but there is no like judgment in terms of like good or bad, you know? But that being said, yeah, that's my big life update. I got a job. I'm very excited. I'm not going to tell you where, because that's a information breach, and I don't want anyone to come to my work and try to murder me. So, but I'm a video editor. I'm a video editor again. So that's exciting. And it just, I will tell you this about the money piece of it, is like, you can have the exact same skills, but if you're not in the right environment, if you're not in an environment that appreciates them, it doesn't matter your talent. Like, you could be somewhere with the exact same skills and get paid nothing, and then go to another place where those same skills are valued and get paid everything. Because that's literally what I did this year. So it's just all about, you get to choose where you want to be for the most part. And it helps me not take things so personally, you know? Maybe I just need to make different choices, right? But that leads me into today's topic, which is shit makes the best fertilizer. I'm not even going to do a deep dive. Full transparency, I'm exhausted because I have a job now. I worked my first 11-hour day today, and I have to be up at the ass crack of dawn to go back to work. So not even 12 hours later. For those of you doing time math, let me know what job you think I'm doing. I'm winking if you're watching on the Patreon. Shit makes the best fertilizer. I looked up the definition. I looked up why we use manure as fertilizer, just because like that is like it's a quote that I've heard throughout my life. The quote that goes something like this: "Let the shit of your past be the fertilizer of your future." Right, and so I know that we use manure and fertilizer to help fertilize our plants. But I was like, why? Like, what makes poop so good for our vegetables that we eat and like our, like to harvest and to have healthier crops and stuff like that? Just to get, you know, a little scientifical about it, to make the metaphor that much better. And I got this from the USDA. Pardon me. Excuse me. USDA website. It says manure is used widely as a crop fertilizer and as a soil amendment. It contains nutrients such as nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium that facilitates plant growth, and manure can improve soil quality by neutralizing acidity, increasing organic matter, decreasing compaction, and increasing water holding capacity. Fascinating. I love that the thing we view most disgusting and gross in society that we keep a secret kind of because we make their own rooms to go do it in, is like the thing that makes everything grow better. Like, we're so, not that, I mean, I'm not ashamed of my poop, but like as society, you know, it's like, it's stinky, it's gross, it's warm. We hate picking up dog shit. We hate cleaning out litter boxes because it's just not a pleasant thing to experience. Like, it feels good to poop, but once it's out of you, it's like, okay, be gone, please. You stink. You're smelly. I don't like this. But I bring this to you because in my experience over the last, you guys, you know, I've just been on a ride over the last year, really. But a roller coaster with corkscrews the last several months. And it's like, I've been doing this thing where I'm trying not to take it so personally. Like, right, I'm trying to come from a more neutral perspective. Like, don't take the highs too personally. Don't take the lows too personally. Just kind of keep an even keel and just keep moving forward, which I think is kind of a stoic approach to things. I think stoics are the people who live like that, or they try to. And I don't try to adapt like a I don't care facade. Like, I care deeply about everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I'm using good and bad here, you know, as just like blanket terms, the helpful and the hurtful, right? But like, there is value in taking a more neutral stance. Like, it helps me keep calm. It helps me live more humbly. It helps me feel more at ease and more peace. Because if I let myself just be taken away by the waves of life, because there's always going to be ups and downs. Like, everything that goes up must come down. Everything that goes left must go right. Like, we are constantly being like tossed and turned and pushed and pulled, like in every capacity of our lives, like financially, physically, emotionally, you know, you name it, relationally, you, like, everything is always changing. That's the only thing that we can count on. And so it's like, even though I'm always changing and I'm always taking notes, I am trying to keep this more like level-headed approach to things, Not because, not to keep myself from being excited, but just to keep myself from giving up. Really. I mean, because to be honest with you, like, yes, the shit in my life recently has been the most fertile, it's created the most fertile ground for growth. And it's like, and if I had, I mean, I haven't been perfect at this, but like, if I hadn't been, and if I'm not currently working to not take this shit personally, like the shit of life, the shit of unemployment, the shit of being fired, the shit of a breakup, the shit of all of it, like, then I probably wouldn't have anything to look forward to if I just let that bring me down and keep me down. Like, there's nothing to look forward to. There's nothing to do about it. It's just like, this sucks. Woe is me. Like, you kind of adapt a victim mentality. And it's not to say like yeah, that shit does suck. Like, things are hard. But at the same time, the most rewarding things in life that I've experienced have only been on the other side of like tons and tons of discomfort. Tons and tons of shit. Not shit that I asked for or shit that I even chose, but I mean, I guess we do choose everything in our life if we're really being honest with ourselves. But shit, I didn't consciously choose, you know? But like, that's the thing that catapults me in like the next level of my life. Like, and it's something you can only really know in hindsight. But if I keep in my mind like the knowing that shit makes the best fertilizer, it gets me kind of excited for the next hard thing. It gets me kind of like kind of pumped up, like, because I've come out the other side of all the shitty things and I'm better every single time. So I can't help but feel gratitude when I'm going through the shitty things, the hard things, the uncomfortable things, because I know, because I've seen it. I've experienced the level up that it gives me, the perspective it gives me, the knowledge, the insight, I mean, it's priceless. It's priceless. And I feel like at this point, it's the same thing with like why I believe we came to Earth as humans is to experience contrast. It's like, I can't have that greater thing if I don't have the equal opposite of it. Just because of science. You know? It's like when you throw a when there's like a piece of metal, like a metal ring on a string, and you just toss it back and forth, that string's only going to go as far as it did before, if not, but a little bit shorter. It never goes exactly the same distance the opposite direction. It always just like a little bit less and a little bit less and a little bit less. But depending on how hard you throw it, that's how hard it's going to swing back the other direction. Even if it's not quite the exact same amount, it's still pretty close. So it's like, if your shit's swinging in one direction, then your successes are swinging in the opposite direction. But if you only ever have a little bit of shit, you only tap that string a little bit, you're only going to bob back and forth a couple times before you stop. But if you fling that thing across the room, and you risk it for the biscuit, and you dive in, and you put your whole motherfucking chest in there, you're going to reap the equal opposite of that thing. And it's going to swing and swing. If you do nothing else, it's just going to swing and 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 swing. And it's going to take much, much longer for you to lose momentum, much, much longer for you to stand still or to be stuck. What an incredible like analogy, metaphor, whatever the freak that is. I'm obsessed with that. Yeah, it's like my mom always talked about the slingshot effect. The farther you get pulled back, like if you get pulled back a little bit, you're only gonna like kind of forward. But if you get pulled back a little bit tighter, you're gonna pop forward a little more. And if it's even tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter until like the freaking rubber band's about to snap, and then you let go. Boom! Sorry if I just hurt your ears, but you freaking shoot forward. I like that one even better because of just the potential energy that you're just storing up by being pulled back and pulled back and pulled back and pulled back. And that whole time it's uncomfortable and you're being pulled and you're being squished and you're like, ah, like it hurts. It hurts. Oh, I can't take any more. It's so painful. And then when you shoot forward, you're flying, zooming, flying. No one can tell you shit. You're gone. You're going, going, gone. It's a home run. It's a home run. How many things am I going to combine here all at one time? Who knows? Only time will tell. But shit makes the best fertilizer. And I think the more we can lean in to our shit and we can accept our shit, even not even the shit that happens to us, but just the things that we think are shit about ourselves. I have had this philosophy of your best trait is your worst trait for years. Think about anything that people adore you for, anything that you think that you're good at, anything that any talent that you have. I bet you money that's also, when it's in its negative expression, your worst trait. Because shit makes the best fertilizer. Oh, I'm obsessed. Think about it. Like for me, people pleasing, right? I used to be a people pleaser. The negative expression of people pleasing is I put everyone's needs above my own. I resent others for not taking care of me the way that I take care of them. I'm manipulating people by making them think one thing and feeling another. Like I'm a liar. You know, that's like the negative expression of people pleasing. The positive expression of people pleasing is this. It's, I can anticipate anyone's needs, right? Like that's the skill that I gained from people pleasing. The positive expression of people pleasing is just somebody who's caring, somebody who cares, somebody who can see people deeply, know what they need, know what they want, usually without asking because they just observe. I'm an observer and I care deeply and I love when people feel seen and heard. I love to feel seen and heard, right? And when I'm in my positive expression of being a caring, thoughtful person, I meet my own needs. I see and hear myself, and then I give that to other people without resentment because I'm honoring myself and them. And if there's ever a time where they ask me to do something or they want something from me that doesn't feel good to me, in my positive expression, I say, no, thank you. I'll have to pass this time because that's part of me taking care of me, right? And I think all of us can sit here and think about the thing, like, if we all have some sort of trauma, whatever, because being alive is inherently traumatic. It's just dense. It's just difficult, you know? However you used to cope, I bet you that's your superpower now. I bet you that's your superpower. If it's in a positive expression. If you're still in the negative expression of your coping mechanism, then there's still some more work to do. But once you kind of overcome those like toxic coping mechanisms, those skills that you developed, once you take the hypervigilance and the fear and the fight or flight out of them, that's your motherfucking superpower. That's your superpower. So your best trait is also your worst trait, and your worst trait is also has absolutely the potential to be your best trait. And I will die on that hill, 100%. Unless you're out here murdering people, then I can't help you. Don't listen to my podcast. That makes me nervous. Anyway. this doesn't just apply to, you know, shitty situations that feel like they're happening to you. This applies to like the things that you think about yourself. Like the shittiest quote unquote things you think about yourself can be the manure that fertilizes your soil. You know, it can be you can turn it into the foundation of a healthy personhood. But the first thing you have to do is you have to recognize how helpful it is first, right? Like these things that are quote unquote wrong with us usually are coping mechanisms that come from childhood. And they're called coping mechanisms because they helped us cope. They kept us safe. As children, we don't understand the context and the nuance of adulthood and what's going on. And when our parents can't meet, don't and can't meet our needs, whether they want to or not, it, especially the adults who, you know, didn't have the capacity to love us. I can't relate to that one, but maybe some of you do. Our child brains cannot fathom the idea that the people that we see as gods, our parents, don't love us, right? Like, that is unfathomable. That would kill us as children. That would break our psyche and we would like die. So we invent these coping mechanisms and we put all the blame onto us. We think we're broken. We think we're wrong, right? And these coping mechanisms of people pleasing and hypervigilance and or being avoidant, being anxious, whatever it is, however we decided to get love or whatever, because I think everything goes back to childhood or just, you know, relationships. Like, that was put there to help us. Is it helpful now? No, no, it's not. But you have to recognize and honor the things that you think are quote unquote wrong or bad about you. And like that, they were at one point helpful, right? They're not helpful anymore. So now that's where the work comes in and you have to kind of put it down and you have to figure out, okay, what is helpful? Like how do I want to deal with my feelings and my emotions? And you know, that feels like healthier and more positive. It's like that, but then also know that there's nothing fucking wrong with you. You are perfect. If I'm the only person who's ever told you that, happy to do it. Welcome to the podcast. Your shit is the best fertilizer. This is the quote of the week. I'm so exhausted right now just because of like all the positive things that have been happening to me the last week. But it also feels like I'm hungover because like there were so many negative things that happened at the exact same time. It's been like I've been letting myself the last 2 weeks be thrown left and right and up and down because I just, at some point you do get tired. It is hard to maintain a level of neutrality. And like, I recognize that. And it's difficult to maintain a level head. Like, I have feelings. I have a lot of feelings. I am a very sensitive person. And in full disclosure, like my cat, I had to put my cat down last week. And that same day I got rejected from a job, you know? And then the next day I had an interview and got hired on the spot. A perfect example of the slingshot. I got pulled back pretty far and I got flung forward pretty far. And both of those things didn't feel like my choice, but I have to take accountability for my life. And it's like, no, is it my fault that my cat passed away? No, it's not. However, like, it is my fault that I got this job. I reached out to my friends, like, for the first time, asking for help. I've never asked for help before. I updated all my resumes. I applied to all the jobs. Like, I kept a positive, like, mind. I opened myself up to earning more money. Like, I've been putting in that work, and I take full credit, full responsibility for that. And I also take full responsibility for slacking on my workout and, like, eating food. I told myself I wasn't going to eat, like, I also did that. I'm not saying that like you, that it's helpful to put yourself in negative situations, right? It's not helpful for that. What I'm bringing to the table is that when the negative situations present themselves and there's no going around them, there's only going through them, just think on how much better you're going to be once you get through. You can only... uncomfortable situations, hardship, challenge, it only makes you stronger. Like, and that's so cheesy, but it's really true. Like, the workouts don't get easier, you just get stronger. I know I brought that to the table like several episodes ago, but, and I think I feel strong. I think I feel really strong right now. I feel really tired in this very moment, but like showing up to this podcast for 21 weeks, bro, this is the 21st episode. Making a Patreon, doing branding, like that's just one of my creative endeavors that I've been showing up for. And I was sitting in the car and I was exhausted. I need to be in bed right now so I can get up on time for my shift tomorrow. But I'm here because I want to be. That's it. I'm not, and the shit that I've experienced, comparatively speaking, not that bad. Not that bad. It's not enough for me to give up on myself. And I've decided nothing will ever be enough for me to give up on myself. No, there's no shit in this world because of the relationship I built with myself and like the way I've been showing up for myself and the way I've been speaking like life and truth and power into myself. Like, I refuse to let anything break my spirit. Nothing is worth that. Nothing is worth that. There's not a single shitty situation or uncomfortable thing or a challenge that's ever going to break my spirit because I'm empowered with the knowledge that shit makes the best fertilizer. I'm empowered with the knowledge that I can do hard fucking things. Time and time again, I'm empowered with the knowledge that it doesn't matter if I bury my cat that day, I'm going to show up for myself. And that doesn't mean that I didn't cry and that I'm not still sad and that like things come in waves. Like, but it just means that like life goes on. And the sad things are sad and the happy things are happy and the hard things are hard and the easy things are easy. And I'm going to let them all be exactly what they are. I had no idea this is what I was going to talk about today, but I can feel myself getting emotional because I've had such a wild ride the last year, like such a wild ride. The ups, the downs, the lefts, the rights, the helpfuls, the hurtfuls, the disappointment, the excitement. I'm living the full spectrum of human emotion. And like, this is what I set out to do. And so it's like, congratulations, you're alive, you know? This is all part of it. Ugh. I love it here. That's all I've got for you guys this week. It's a short episode. This is my first short boy. And it's not a deep dive. It's kind of a digital diary, honestly. But it just be like that sometimes. And let me know if you guys like it when I just go off on rants like this, because honestly, I like it. I kind of really like it. Just picking a topic and something that has been resonating with me very deeply and just kind of going off. Like in terms of affirmations, like I need you to know that I'm not special. Okay. Like, yes, I'm special. So are you, but like, I'm not special in doing this work. I'm not special in that, like, this is some, like, gift that I have. No, like, I'm just a person in the world. I'm a regular ass person who just, I think the only thing that makes me different than other people maybe is that I refuse to accept that things can't change, because things can always change. You can change. You can choose your life. You can build your life. I will be preaching this till the day I die. I refuse to accept the status quo if it doesn't make any sense to me. I refuse to just let things be shitty. Like, I can always do something else. Am I going to recognize the challenge? Absolutely. Am I going to recognize the hardship? Absolutely. But that's not an inherently negative thing. Hardship is not an inherently negative thing. We associate negativity with hardship and with challenge and with being uncomfortable because it makes us put in a little extra effort when we want to be lazies. I love being a lazy. But I have come to value putting in the work I'm no longer afraid of it. It doesn't intimidate me anymore. And that's exciting. And the fact that I wasn't always here, the fact that I'm just now getting here at the ripe age of 28, like, on one hand, I feel like I'm late to the game. And on the other hand, I feel like I'm just getting motherfucking started. Thank God I figured it out this early. Think about how many more years I could have lived as a victim of my life, feeling like I was disempowered, like I had no choice. There's always a choice. You choose everything. You choose to see your shit as fertilizer, or you can choose to sit in it and rot. You could either choose to let your shit sit in a pile, steamy and gross, collect flies, crust up into a patty and do nothing. And for a long time, it's going to take much, much longer to decompose and go back into the earth. Or you can rake that shit up and you can spread it and you can mix it with some compost and you can plant some seeds and you can watch your shit grow. I choose the latter. I choose the latter. It may stink. I don't have to touch it, though. It may stink, but that is some high-quality shit that I know is going to help me sow the seeds of positivity in my life and so that I can harvest the fruits of my labor. Are you guys inspired or not? Are you inspired or not? I want you to know that you are perfect. I want you to know that you are special. I want you to know that it's that simple. It's just making a choice, thinking a new thought. It's not necessarily easy, but it is simple. And I think there's a big difference between those two things. A little challenge goes a long way. You are capable of literally fucking anything. Anything that you can put your mind to, there's a way to get it. I'm telling you, and I'm not just talking about like materialistic, like capitalism manifestation. Like I'm talking about you want joy, you want peace, you want happiness. Be joy. Be joyful. Be peaceful. Be happy. They are not out of your reach. You can just choose them. You can just choose them. And I'm not saying this from like a place of like woo-woo, like invalidating your trauma, like a bullshit place. I'm saying that like the things that I'm saying will make sense when they make sense to you. When you're ready to receive them, they will make sense. When you are ready to step into a world where you are fully empowered, you're not reaching for empowerment. You are empowered. You will realize and recognize the force of nature that you are. You can bend time. You can bend reality with your thoughts. Like, I wish that everybody knew this. And it's not even a woo-woo thing. It's a human thing grounded in reality. Like, thought creates, my guy. Belief creates. We are here to create. Turn your shit into vitality, into harvest. With the simple act of changing the way that you think. Shit makes the best fertilizer, my guy. And every time you're full of shit, you can decide how you use it. You can flush it down the toilet, or you can rake it across your garden. Anyway, I love you guys. Today is the I want to shout out before I go. If you guys aren't already checked out, shout out to my patrons. I still am, obviously, till tomorrow is the last day that you can sign up for a shout out on the pod for next week. It's $5 for the first tier. And that gets you all the video episodes of the show and a bonus episode every month, as well as just like connecting one-on-one with me on the internet. I would love to make your acquaintance. As always, if you like the show, please rate, review, like, share, subscribe to the YouTube at Perfection Unfolding with Kara G. Follow the pod on Instagram at Perfection Unfolding Pod. You can follow me, your host, at Kara G. Campbell on Instagram. And or have TikTok at Perfection Unfolding on TikTok. One of my best friends, Lindsay, is in charge of the TikToks, the tiki-taki, because I can't be trusted with that much access to the internet-connected webs. As always, guys, shoot me an email. If you like the show, what did you like about it? Write it in the question box on Spotify if you're on Spotify. But you can email the podcast at perfectionunfoldingpod@gmail.com. comments, questions, concerns, advice, hit me up. I also do one-on-one coaching, health coaching, life coaching, relationship coaching. You can also email me about that as well if you're feeling a little frisky. As always, guys, I love you. Another week, another digital diary. Oops, not me breaking my own rules as per usual. That's all I got. I'll talk to you next Tuesday. Okay, bye.